Overall, mindfulness-based interventions show benefits across studies for mindfulness, executive functioning, attention, depression, anxiety, stress, and negative behaviors for youth, with small to moderate effect sizes. We are still not completely clear about what the key elements of mindfulness-based interventions are for youth and what the best ages are for introducing mindfulness. Most likely, any practice or program needs to be developmentally appropriate and needs to be a good fit for the school or other context. Some research has shown slight increases in depressive symptoms for younger adolescents, for example, grades 6 to 8, compared to older groups. Perhaps developmental brain changes in early adolescence and increased metacognitive abilities of older students might explain some of these effects. In any case, program components should be adapted for younger groups, which is why there is an 18-session version for younger adolescents with shorter sessions and some simpler activities in learning to breathe. The student workbooks in the manual differ slightly in student images too, with images of younger adolescents in the 18-session workbook and images of older students in the 6-session workbook. Teachers may use appropriate pages from either workbook to meet their students' needs. Workbook pages are included in the manual, but are also available separately. It's important to restate that the 6 basic themes, their essential messages, and the key objectives are the same for all Learning to Breathe versions, as are most of the activities.